I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Opiate addiction and how best to treat it continues to be a focus in Vermont that encompasses the question of where to provide medical-assisted treatment. A lot of times, people with addictions are seen in one of Vermont's five main treatment centers, known as hubs. But lately, physicians are being encouraged to see those patients in their own local practices. Here's Dr. Alicia Jacobs, whose office is in Colchester.
I think that in the end, we all understand that opiate addiction, or substance use disorders, as they're now called, really is a chronic relapsing remitting illness that needs attention in a medical home.
Medical home means, well, your doctor's office. And that's where Jacob says she's seeing a significant shift, with many doctors now willing to take on patients whose health issues happen to include addiction. We have more on this story from VPR's Lynn McRae.
The idea seems pretty straightforward. Dr. Alicia Jacob says physicians are being called on to treat people with addiction disorders like they would any other patient in their practice.
We want to take care of them in their medical home, in their primary care office, just like we take care of everyone else. That's the aim and the goal, to normalize this care. However, that's not what we've been doing. These patients have had to go elsewhere to receive this kind of treatment, most specifically at the Chittenden Center, which is the Howard hub for this kind of care.
Hi, my name is James.
One of those patients is James Robinskas, who recently shared his addiction story at a medical conference in Burlington. Robinskas says he's been in recovery for 6 years and has been receiving Suboxone, which helps reduce cravings for opiates, at the Chittenden Center in South Burlington. Until recently.
Just one day I was at the clinic, my caseworker came up to me and she said, hey, if you're interested, we're starting this new program where we're taking the stable people and we're moving them to local doctors. Would you be interested? I'm like, of course. I mean, that's always been my goal.
Robinskas has been seeing Dr. Jacobs for about 4 months now. He says his overall health has benefited from having a one-on-one relationship with a physician, and getting a Suboxone prescription is just part of the visit.
I got to do a urine screening, of course, every month, but as long as I'm not relapsing, I should just be treated like any other patient. I come in, she takes care of my, overall health problems, and then just, prescribes the Suboxone. I mean, it's as easy as that. Why they make it such a big thing to prescribe Suboxone? It's beyond me.
But Dr. Jacobs says it has been a big thing for physicians because it involves a whole new way of thinking about substance abuse disorders. The new idea is that failure to stay clean is often part of the recovery.
In the past, we have really thought about it in a disease model concept where we're aiming for abstinence and we don't tolerate relapse. And really the truth is that moving towards a harm reduction model where we can minimize use and help these patients get wraparound services to help with a lot of the social determinants of health and the challenges in their life. If we move towards that concept, it elevates the calling.
So in layman's terms, what does this mean for doctors?
I think it is a significant mindset shift where physicians understand that this might even feel like uncomfortable care. It's uncomfortable to be prescribing something then wonder if it may be diverted. It is uncomfortable to be prescribing and then have someone relapse. That can feel like a failure both to the patient and the physician. And so really it's complex to understand and know how to respond to those kind of relapses in this chronic disease.
Uncomfortable, perhaps, but Jacob says doctors in Vermont have responded to the call to provide greater access to treatment. And that, she says, is the most important concept of all.
Understanding that substance use disorders are chronic and that people will have relapses and people will struggle along the way, but also that when they are in treatment, and that can range from being on methadone replacement to Vivitrol to Suboxone, if they are in treatment, they have better outcomes. And this is like the most important concept. So if we can have them in treatment and accessing services that will help them with this issue, then the outcomes are so much better. Mortality is so much lower. And that's what we want.
And while treatment can be costly, Jacob says it's less expensive than overdoses or incarceration or hospital stays. It is, as she describes it, a worthwhile investment. For VPR News, I'm Lynn McRae.